Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki and Bree are here, and Jacob's late.
Yep.
As you said, as usual.
Yep. How are you two doing?
I'm here, too. She's adjusting my microphone for me, so if my sound gets louder or further away, it's my cat's fault.
Like, if the microphone gets further away, and...
yep.
Hi, microphone. How was everybody's week?
It's been relatively relaxing. Restful. I had to make up for the fact that I was out of my house all weekend doing medieval things.
Ooh, what'd you do?
Did you remember to get pictures?
I did take some pictures, and I totally need to post them. I just forgot to do that part.
Whooped.
There wasn't, like, a ton to take pictures of. I didn't actually make it to the fighting field. I made it to the archery range and the thrown weapons range. So there's, like, a couple of pictures I took of, like, just, like, the range set up and some people shooting bow and arrow and in medieval clothing. And then there was, like, a really cool tent. And then I totally forgot to take pictures after that because I started helping cook. Some friends of mine were doing some medieval cooking. There was some homemade sausages that I helped make, and there was some Portuguese chicken, which is like dredged in egg. Like the chicken is grilled first and then dredged in egg and then in cinnamon sugar.
Interesting.
It's a medieval recipe.
Interesting mix.
Yes. So sweet chicken. It was very good.
Damn. I want to go to one of these things. They sound so fucking cool.
They are pretty cool. They're participatory too. So like if you want to go down to the range, even if you don't have your own equipment yet, there's usually some loaner stuff. You can learn to do some basic archery and thrown weapons and just have fun. Hi, Teak.
I want to go to like the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, but it's like 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
It's like a whole day commitment, and Ashley just doesn't want to do a whole day commitment of anything.
It's reasonable to a point, I guess. Yeah.
She's like, I worked all week. I don't want to fucking do anything on the weekend.
Mm.
Which I can understand.
Yeah.
Maybe one of these weeks we'll make it out there. They're only open through the fall, though. Mm. 2 months or something, 3 months.
Yeah.
Aki, how was your week?
Stressful, anxiety-filled, and I hate my life. So nothing new.
Yeah, that sounds like mine.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Also, I didn't sleep last night, so...
I went to Popeye's last night.
I've never been. Is it any good?
It's fantastic, but I have never been to a Popeye's with good service. Like, it took us 20 minutes to get our food.
From what I've heard, the drier the biscuits and the shittier the service, the better it tastes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's factual, but that's what I've heard about Popeye's.
Their chicken is just so damn good.
Good.
It's worth the trip, worth the wait, worth the headaches. Although I miss the days when they had a Coke Freestyle machine. I love Coke Freestyle machines.
I miss when they had
Coke Waves. Hey, there he is. Jacob's here.
When they had what?
They had shrimp po' boys.
The fuck is that?
It's a sandwich with lettuce and mayonnaise and pickles and fried shrimp, and then you pour hot sauce all over it.
Huh. Interesting. That actually
it's very
sounds
tasty.
Kinda good.
So Jacob, what have you been up to?
Working.
Oh, we all thought you were pooping.
Nah, kid stuff.
Everything good?
Some standard fourth grader stuff, you know. Kids are growing up, turning into assholes.
Oh, so it's
your kids or other kids?
other kids.
Oh, okay.
I mean, probably.
That would suck if your kids were assholes.
I mean, probably.
Are they? Are your kids assholes, Jacob?
I mean, they might be.
I mean, they're part Jacob. It's going to happen at some point.
Learned it from daddy.
Can you hear me breathing still or no?
A little.
A little bit, but not much. It's not like super bad or
anything. How about this? Is this better?
Yes, when you don't breathe. Yes, when you don't breathe, we can't hear it.
I hate all of you, except Bree.
As Bree's only because Bree's nice to you.
As Bree's just like, oh my god, I hate his breathing so much.
Oh my gosh.
What the fuck you did only... I do tonight? I was nice when you came in. I'm just like, hey, Jacob's here. And you're like, fuck you, you suck.
You only like Bree because she's nice to you.
Well, yeah, compared to you two.
Well, yeah, I'm a hateful, spiteful bitch. I mean, I thought that's just a fact of life.
Thimber supports you, Jacob.
Thimber supports me just as much as my bra does.
Oof, I thought it was a man's ear.
Serious support.
It's a bro.
Thought it was a man's ear. We gotta figure this out. Ba-doom, doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. So, how's everyone doing? How's things going? We're doing another show. We're still doing this shit. Episode 1008.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're getting up there. I like the
only 900. Episode. Only 992 more to go until we reach another milestone.
Shut up. No, I can't wait for 1111. That'll be a fun one. 1234.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
14,
I can't wait for 8008.
That's not happening in my lifetime.
I guess that's
it's fair. Okay because
1010 might not happen in my lifetime.
Nah, 8008 will, because we're gonna upload you into like some sort of AI consciousness, and you're gonna be stuck in this sci-fi dystopian hellscape of being stuck in like doing nothing but the podcast for the rest of eternity.
You're gonna be uploaded as Skynet, and this is all you're gonna be allowed to do.
We're in year 7,000 of the Trump dictatorship.
Can you imagine if Joe was Skynet? Like, at least nothing would get accomplished, and humanity could continue.
I mean, something saved. Might get accomplished, just not what was wanted.
Humanity is saved.
Yeah. Well, no, they would just be killed by, you know, heart attacks from all the free burgers.
I was thinking more of anything, the apocalypse would be more gamified. Like, you know, it's more like Space Invaders and Missile Command instead of like, you know, huge like cybernetic robots like coming to murder you in the face.
It's gonna be like Rampage. Giant monkeys and lizards are gonna take over the world.
I approve.
Oh my god, we're gonna upload Joe at some AI voice thing, and then we'll create an AI generated SML podcast, the Infinite Edition.
No.
Just make it its own 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube of just me talking about AI generated stuff.
I like that, because then we could test whether or not the AI would actually get smarter over time or dumber as it continued.
Dumber.
Well, with us and our fan base, I know which direction I think it's going to go.
I saw something AI like related today. Oh, go ahead, Brie.
Oh, I was just at this point, I think that we could like Mad Libs some things, and we could just make some fake reviews that are Mad Libs.
Maybe
that's fair. But when I played Mad Libs as a kid, like one of my friends and I, we would just write the word penis in for everything, because we were in fourth or fifth grade. And like, you know, that's the height of comedy at the time.
Yeah. Fair.
I saw some AI thing related where someone was like talking to one of the AI bots, and the AI bot basically told him to kill himself.
Yes, I saw that too. I'm pretty sure that was Gemini. Google's.
What is Gemini? Is that an AI?
That's thing? Google's. Oh. Yeah, it's Google's.
So Gemini told someone to kill himself. So AI is fucked.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's like some AI that joined like a mushroom group and told everyone that the poisonous ones were safe. So, you know.
And, you know, some of them are good. Like, Twitter's Gronk said that Elon Musk was a piece of shit.
I mean, to be fair, all right, so sometimes a stopwatch is correct twice a day.
Yeah. And then it was promptly taken offline.
Weird.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, man. Let's talk news. Let's get into the show. PlayStation Plus game catalog was announced for November. A lot of games come into the service. I kind of wish Game Pass was like this now. Like, Game Pass is adding a handful of games, but PS Plus is adding, like, a bunch at a time.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
They're lucky.
There's more than four games on this list I'm about to read.
There's more than four games on the PS5?
Dude.
No.
There's, like, 10,000 games on the PS5. Let's not kid ourselves.
Really? There's that many? Jesus.
It's a running joke. Jeez.
I figured it might have reached two. You really think it's at 10?
Including PS4 compatible games? Yes.
Holy shit.
That's you know a lot. My game library on Xbox is over 7 grand, right?
No, I didn't realize Xbox had that many games.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, between 360, Xbox, Xbox One, Xbox Series games, 20 years of buying stuff, it adds up. There's thousands of games out there for every platform. So when people say, oh, there's no games, they're fucking liars. There's lots of games. And PlayStation has more because it has a bigger install base. And they're also a lot looser with trophy stacks, which is awful. Well, they'll have like a game that's a level and it gives you a platinum. And then the sequel is a level and it gives you a platinum.
And then the sequel is
a level.
PlayStation is a bit is like my beehole. It's loose with the trophy stacks.
So that's where the little league trophy went to. Okay.
SML Summer Which Softball one? Game. So yeah, the game catalog. Grand Theft Auto 5 is rejoining. Dying Light 2, Like a Dragon Ishin, MotoGP 24, The Sims 4 Island Living add-on bundle for some reason is included. Digimon Survive, Overcooked All You Can Eat, Stick Fight the Game, Clash Artifacts of Chaos, Killer Frequency, Chivalry 2, and Hungry Shark World. All joining on November 19th.
Hungry Shark World is pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah, I like it. It was one of the first Xbox One games I got.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's like a console version of a mobile game. You know, so don't go in there expecting too much, but it's pretty entertaining and you get to eat people.
Nice. And it's on Plus. So on the 19th, if you have a PS4, PS5, give it a go. PS Plus Premium VR2 is getting Synapse for free.
Nifty.
A lot of interest in that one, I can tell. and then the retro games are an interesting bunch. We've got Blood Omen Legacy of Kain. Legacy of Kain Blood Omen 2, which are going to be native downloadable PS5 games. And then they announced Resistance and Resistance 2, which are PS3 games. People are wondering if they're going to be native downloads, if they figured out PS3 emulation, or if they're just going to be streaming. Last I checked, there was no clarification on it. I'm going to guess they're just being added to the streaming lineup.
I mean, that series is dead, isn't it?
Resistance? Yeah. They haven't done anything new with that in a long time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's apparently futile.
Thimber was saying someone, a PlayStation trophy hunter, got banned. Did anyone hear about this story?
No. I
half did.
Basically, apparently someone at Sony doxed him, took his info and sold it to someone else.
Oh, I just read about that earlier today.
Yeah, the dude apparently has receipts for what happened, and Sony doesn't care. And then on the flip side, people are like, well, he didn't get banned because of that. He got banned because he's sharing like 2,000 accounts with people. He's a big time account sharer, account trader, seller, renter. That's what got him in trouble. Yeah, he had a Guinness World Record for trophies. Big deal. He'll be eclipsed one day, especially since he's banned now. But
dang, that has sucks. Not
been confirmed that he was a trader and renter. I don't follow the scene, so I don't know for sure, but if you have that many trophies, either something's up or you have no life. Apparently, his account got restored, so that news story was for nothing. PS5 shipments have topped 65.6 million units.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Astrobot sales have hit 1.5 million.
I'm not shocked.
I am very excited about that. That's doing good. I am thrilled. That game is awesome.
Honestly, I'm surprised it hasn't sold more, actually, to be honest, because I've not heard anyone say a single bad thing about that game at all.
Yeah, it's probably the best game of the year. Like, if it doesn't win a few awards, I'll be shocked. But we'll see. PS5 Pro has not been setting the world on fire yet, to the point that scalpers are selling them for a loss. So sad. Boo-hoo. Anyways.
I'm kind of glad that's happening, because that was a ridiculous fucking price for that thing. There was no way in hell sensible people were going to go out in droves and buy that thing. It just cost too much damn money. And now, hopefully, the next time they bring out a console, it'll be cheaper, so people will actually, you know, buy it.
I miss the days of $200-$300 consoles.
Yeah, back when they used to take a loss because it was a loss leader, and they just made all their money on everything else later on. I miss those days, too, because, man, those days were good. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Oh, well. I have no intention of getting a Pro. If I were able to stumble on one super cheap, maybe.
Yeah, but there we go. You're going to get one. I know you will.
No, I'm probably just going to wait for a 6.
It's inevitable.
It's I'm kind of with Jacob on this. I have a feeling at some point you're going to break down and get one.
Maybe in a year or two. Who knows? I can't see the future.
I can. You're going to buy one.
Damn it.
Yeah. Aki and I are agreeing on something. You should probably listen. You should probably listen to the prophecy.
I guess I'll tell Ashley then. She'll be pissed.
Fair.
Ashley, Jacob and Aki said I have to get a PS5 Pro. Fuck you!
Yeah.
No, we didn't say you had to. We said you were going
to. You were destined to.
He said it's my destiny, and I have to fulfill the prophecy.
I'm going to get a text from Ashley like, what the fuck are you telling Joe?
I'm not. Yay. I'm fine.
I wonder what she would say if I texted her that right now.
Oh my god.
She would cuss you out. No, yes.
Don't.
Yes. Should I? Do it. Do it.
Ashley?
Yes.
No.
Jacob, oh my god. He said it's my destiny to buy a PS5 Pro and I have to fulfill the prophecy. This is Jacob's fault entirely.
Yep.
Blame him via text during the show. Love you. Have fun at work.
One of us is going to be losing our set of testicles by the end of the night.
Well, it's not me because Ashley's at work, so I'm safe.
But I'm farther away, so.
Women are known for being able to break time and space to get to places when they're angry enough.
Yeah, that's true.
My mother made an hour and a half drive in 32 minutes flat when I was getting suspended from middle school.
Oh, she's reading it.
Uh-oh.
The icon updated. She has read the message.
Oh, no.
Goodbye, Jacob. It was nice knowing you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, Hockey.
Yep.
Speaking of being nice to know people, Sega is saying goodbye to Amplitude Studios, who after 8 years of being owned by Sega are now going indie.
Makers of...
like every strategy game ever. Kind of. Let me look it up so I could... I know they did like the Endless Dungeon game.
I'm like trying to think of any like...
Humankind.
Any strategy games that... that Sega did.
Like, I think they did like the Total War stuff.
Yeah, the Shogun. Like, that's all I could think of.
Oh, here we go. Endless Space, Endless Legend, Dungeon of the Endless, Endless Space 2, Humankind, and Endless Dungeon 2023. So that's what they did under Sega.
Fair. Okay.
There we Meh. Go. Oh, I think Creative and Relic were the two who did Total War. I don't remember. Too many games. My memory's gone.
Very fair.
Yeah. Spyro Reignited Trilogy hit Game Pass this week on the 12th. Ultimate and Standard.
Two.
Yay. Avowed has been officially dated for February 18th. It will have a Steelbook Premium Edition available with 5 days early access. Anybody interested in that? I'm actually interested in this one. Shocking, I know, because there's a steelbook, but there's no disc in this one. They're giving a digital code with the premium edition.
It's like the Mass Effect trilogy thing. Like, I'm just like, cool, I bought a steelbook that I'm never going to use. Like, not, I don't know. I just think it's dumb. If there's no disc, what's the point?
Then just buy a digital.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's the point of the steelbook? It's just creating more
for collectors.
Yeah, for people like Joe.
Yeah, for people who like to have a physical item on their shelf showing the games they have. Like, look, legitimately, directly behind me, I have just shelves of empty cases back there. Lots of steelbooks of games that I've had and sold, or... just free steelbooks that would come with games. They're just cool to collect and look at.
And there's also a premium upgrade for Game Pass members for $22.49. I don't know what that does. Yeah, that
comes with the DLC, a digital art book and soundtrack, and the 5 days early access.
Yes.
The normal premium edition is $89.99. The steelbook edition is $94.99. So it's only a $5 difference for the steelbook. And it comes with a map as well. So it's a $5 difference. I'll probably do it.
So just so everyone knows, for those keeping score at home, I am likely, between Joe and I am likely the one to be losing testicles this evening.
Did she text you?
Yes. She's like,
yes.
She's like, what the fuck is Joe talking about? I had to explain that. It's just like, we're just messing around on the podcast. She's like, oh my god, is that funny? Don't do that to me.
Oy vey.
Oh my god.
So I think I'm gonna be ballless tonight.
Good.
What do you mean good? I guess I will be more aerodynamic. It's okay.
Didn't you already have a vasectomy? Aren't you, like, you don't need them?
I mean,
you never needed them.
They're just show right now,
well,
Jacob.
No,
they just
Aki. I did need them because I had kids. Hang down and
drag against your knees for nothing.
I mean, ankles, but yeah. but I mean, like, yeah. I mean, at this point, they're just for show.
Yeah. So the console GTA trilogy got a surprise update this week that includes the mobile version's visual features, making it look more in line with the original games. Nice. Also, Grove Street Games, the original developers of the remastered trilogy, are no longer listed in the game's credits. And the team behind some other game they did, I think somewhere in Australia, they've been officially listed as the developers of the game now. So it looks like Grove Street Games is bye-bye.
And also, Grove Street has unfollowed Rockstar on social media, so you know it's on.
Oh, no.
Yep. They're no longer Instagram buddies.
Lollipop Chainsaw Repop is going to hit the Xbox One and PS4 December 2nd.
Wait, didn't it?
PS5 and Series, right? It's hitting Xbox One and PS4.
Okay. Gotcha. I thought it already came out.
Yep.
I don't know why I talked in a high voice at that point. Oh. I guess I lost my testicles already.
Good job. G.I. Joe Operation Blackout's going to be delisted December 31st. So get it while you can. I think it's like $7 in the sale right now.
Wait, Joe, you're leaving out important information. It's not only G.I. Joe, it's also Nerf Legends.
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
Nerf Legends is also getting nerfed.
Isn't Nerf Legends like terrible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Joe gave it to me for Christmas one year.
Okay.
He wanted it. He asked for it. So
fair.
I don't think I actually asked for it, but you know, we'll go with that. That's fine.
I'm pretty sure that was one of those games where you're like, oh, it's on sale. Would you get it for me? And I was like, yeah, I'll get it for you for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Because GameStop was selling it for like $5 or something like that.
Something really cheap.
Yeah. It's
and that's all you're worth to me, really.
That's good. I mean, honestly, like with inflation, I mean, both, you know, the fetish and the monetary concept.
You're worth like $7.50 now.
Ooh. But yeah, I heard Nerf Legends, like, it got somewhat better, but it's still hot trash. And I actually reviewed the G.I. Joe game, and it is very middling. It might play better on PC, but there's so much better shit out there. Like, don't waste the $10.
Yeah, it's $9.99 on sale.
Don't do it.
There you go. There's your verdict. Next game to talk about is Stalker 2 Preload. It's available now for 147.6 gigabytes. What do you think of that? Give us your thoughts.
It's a large game.
That's a big fucking game. Oh, man. Like, that is... that is huge. That is officially the biggest game on my system right now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Good talk.
Oh, that's why it's ending. Huh.
Huh?
I think I know why they're getting rid of Operation Blackout. So there's supposed to be a game called Wrath of Cobra coming out soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be an arcade-style beat-em-up. Yep. Huh. Oh, I like how you're saying yup.
Yep.
It's supposed to come out next week.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
No, Aki, it is. I'm reading an article right now.
I don't trust your eyesight.
That's fair. I do wear glasses.
Thimber asking if we're going to review Flight Sim. Thimber, we don't get Microsoft games. Are you out of your mind?
But if we did, Jacob would... Whoa, that's a very unhappy cat.
That is.
I thought Joe coughed.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that noise was either.
That was a very upset kitty cat. I recognize that noise.
After Coltrane.
Coltrane just needs the tackler. That's all. It'll be fine.
If I had a water bottle, I'd spray jelly right now, but...
If you had Coltrane. A water bottle, you'd spray jelly?
Yes. Because she went after Coltrane.
I think you spray water out of a water bottle, not jelly. That's the a jelly name bottle. Is
jelly, you dork.
But you're the one trying to spray jelly out of stuff. Probably also the one who came up with the Island of Misfit Toys. Ugh, this water gun doesn't work because it's filled with jelly. Ugh.
That was good.
So that's the news I have. Aki, what news do you have?
I had a couple, but I don't remember them at this point. Because I've been drifting in and out this whole time. So
are you still watching those sex scenes?
No, I paused them. They are still up, though. I'm 8.5 minutes in.
Aren't we all about 8.5 in?
It finally got to the threesome scene, so...
Right, whatever, you know. like a solid 4.
On somebody's scale, I'm sure.
Oh, nice.
Bree, what news do you have?
Apparently, the Ubisoft is being sued, and they're looking at a class action suit now over the crew violating California consumer protection laws when they shut it down. So that's a thing.
I hope something happens there. That'd be nice.
I mean, even if it just makes headway into consumer protection laws and the whole concept of, you know, being told that you're renting a game and you have a limited license would be helpful.
I honestly feel that because they revoked our purchases of the game, we should be given refunds for it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a dead game and it's sitting in my library, okay. Deformers is there. How many other Knockout Cities there? There's so many dead games that just don't exist anymore that are sitting in my library, but they're still there. The crew isn't. That was taken from me, even though I paid for it.
It wasn't taken from you. It was stolen.
It was from revoked from me.
No, it was stolen. Because if you buy something and then someone decides, well, yeah, I've taken your money, but now I'm taking the item that I just sold you, that is theft and fuck them.
Yeah. So hopefully Ubi gets in trouble here.
Yeah.
One can only hope.
Tequila Works, developers of Rhyme, have filed for insolvency.
No. I liked Rhyme. That sucks.
Ugh.
That's a bummer.
No, no bueno.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Don't Nod workers went on strike on Friday because the upper management were talking about getting rid of 69 workers in a redundancy reorganization plan. So now
not
they've gone
nice,
on,
but
yeah. Nice. So they're trying to get negotiations to remove the redundancy plan, have a voice in decision making at the company. So yeah. And, other strike news, ZeniMax workers went on strike, hundreds of them apparently, to protest, Microsoft not, getting through the negotiations over job security and remote work.
And lots of strikes going on.
Yeah.
Good.
Power to the workers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Power to the people.
I think it's going to be a rough couple of years with strikes and protests and
yeah, but that's all the news I have.
Let's get it going. Jacob, what about you? What do you got?
Good Old Games has introduced the preservation program. There's going to be, at the start, it's 100 games that essentially what they're doing is that they're ensuring that classic games will be able to continue to be played on modern systems even after devs have stopped supporting them. So they're doing their best to preserve game history. Stuff in like the first group are Resident Evil, Diablo, Heroes and Might and Magic, Deus Ex, Fallout, that kind of stuff. So, there's now going to be like curated lists of, they all have this like little seal or whatever, and you can trust that you'll always be able to play this game. So, I think that's really cool.
Definitely nice. Very cool.
There's that. There's some interesting Mortal Kombat 1 news. So, Ghostface, who is I believe is a DLC character.
Yep.
For the new game. It turns out.
Two.
Okay. So, it turns out Ghostface is not working alone, and two of the other Ghostface characters are previous Mortal Kombat characters, and they left it up to fans to figure out. And if you go looking for it, you could find out. Joe, do you want me to say who they are?
No,
okay.
I'll look it up after the show, but if people want to figure it out on their own, let's not spoil it.
I posted the article to the Facebook page if you feel like, you know, looking and stuff. But yeah, like it's an interesting you know what they did. I think that's kind of cool. And Game of Thrones Sophie Turner is apparently going to be Lara Croft in Amazon's new Tomb Raider TV show.
Interesting.
And that's all I got. There was cool. Really not a whole lot of news this week.
I mean, there was a good amount. We talked for 40 minutes already.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh,
35, because we started late.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Thimber wanted us to mention that Western Digital now offers another bigger expansion card for the Xbox. It's still only 2 terabyte. Seagate has had their 2 terabyte for years now, so I didn't think it was worth mentioning, but if people want a Western Digital one at 2 terabyte, there you go. Call me when they announce a 4.
Thimber also just mentioned something I had forgotten about to put in my news about NetEase employees, executives being arrested for money laundering. It was like $139 million or something that they were arrested for allegedly laundering. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all the news then? Should we dive into the reviews?
Sure.
Yeah.
I remembered a piece of my news.
Oh, let's hear it.
Oh.
Atom Fall, which is the British Fallout where they, you know, have robots and the medieval stuff all mixed in one. It has a tentative release date of March of next year. So I'm super hyped for that.
Awesome. Very cool.
And that's all my news. That's all I could remember.
Cool. All right. Reviews. First game to talk about tonight is Pets Hotel, developed by Games Incubator, published by Ultimate Games, released November 8th on Series X and S for $21.99. One of the biggest challenges that await you in Pets Hotel is designing and running a place where your customers can stay assured they're leaving their beloved pets in good hands. The competition never sleeps. Bree, what is going on in Pets Hotel?
Well, our uncle has left us a pet hotel and it needs to be updated and managed, so that's what we're going to do. The goal is to make and maintain a pet hotel that accommodates all your furry and aquatic clients. You have dogs, cats, bunnies, turtles, and fish that you can take care of. You'll need to feed and give love to all your guests to keep them happy. The game comes with 3 modes. Challenge mode, where you get tasks you need to perform on time, like, I don't know, I'll get back to that. Free play. When you can just enjoy your hotel experience and make it your own. And then the much needed tutorial mode where you learn the basics. I'm going to talk a lot about the tutorial because that's where I spent a lot of my time. The tutorial includes the basics of building rooms, registering and taking animals from clients, animal care, handing animals back to clients, and then how to hire employees. What it doesn't tell you is how to call for a vet because you accidentally fed the wrong food to the wrong cat because they did a poor job of showing you which menu actually lets you check on the details of the animal's special needs. And I got an achievement for poisoning the cat. I feel bad about that.
What's the name of the achievement?
I don't remember.
Oh, I figured it would be something like, you should feel bad for that or something.
Right? Yeah, the menus and controls are a little clunky. I found the tutorial to be overwhelming and harder to follow than you would expect. I actually got stuck for a while trying to figure out where to put a tablet on the wall, and I thought I was going to have to quit. When it came time to register the animal, I failed again to understand what I was supposed to do. There was a phone call, and I was supposed to put the info in after the call, which meant I needed a notepad to gather the details to transpose to the computer. I did not like this at all. Especially not knowing this ahead of time meant I needed to redo the tutorial section because I couldn't replay the call. After that, I got into a rhythm of saying things like, Iggy, small dog, 7 days, toenails. And, you know, I would just kind of repeat that so that I could get to the computer and type all that in. When the animal gets to your hotel, it has status markers indicating things like how hungry, thirsty, or needing of play it is, as well as the health and cleanliness of the animal. You'll need to feed and water them, groom them, cut their nails, take your dogs for walks, clean up the poop, and a series of minigame tasks. Your animals have profiles on them, which were hard to find, as I mentioned, for preferences like needing special shampoo or having particular tastes in food, like that poor cat that I fed chicken to, and apparently it was allergic. The general beat of the game is to answer phone calls, talk with clients, register pets, accepting them from the client, taking care of them during their stay, and returning the pet to the client. Surrounding that, you have mini games to play with animals, like dodging bubbles with the fish is how you play with the fish. It's really just a simple but cute little mini game. You just you let the fish dodge out of the way by pressing the A button, and it gets happy. You can play with the turtles. You put down little pieces of fruit. And when the turtle gets over the fruit, you press A to encourage them to eat, and that's totally the turtle game. And then you can renovate and build your hotel as you get funds to do so. A lot of your time between calls is cleaning, playing with animals. There are even special items you can buy to play with the animals for achievements, like feathers on a stick for cats. Or you can play tug of war with a rope with your dogs. Besides the registration desk computer, you have a management computer that enables you to hire employees, rename your hotel, change room costs, which is important because you'll get customers call in and try and register an animal, and then you'll say, okay, yes, I can take them. And they'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're too expensive. You can also check your rating. For some reason, this computer requires you to sit down and press a completely different action button to activate. It's a little weird. When you play in free play, you either get an empty lot to build from scratch or several templates to choose from. Challenge mode has 4 pre-built scenario hotels for you to raise up the ratings on. When you start a hotel, you get to name it. I named my hotel the Possum Resort. You also get to pick a gender and skin color for your character. The first challenge scenario and the challenge thing wants you to save the hotel from bankruptcy in under 30 days. As an example of the... I knew I had a note about that later. Let's see. You get a fair amount of achievements in the tutorials, like for petting the dog, bathing them, picking up poop. But be warned, the list includes off values like 18s and 21s.
Yes!
English is not the first language of the devs. They did an okay job, but you can tell it was translated very literal and extra formal rather than being localized and relaxed. Like, when you reject a client, it's just like, too bad, and you hang up, like, really curt. It's weird. But yeah, I had an okay time with this one. It wasn't amazing. I like some of this dev's other games better, like Ship Graveyard Simulator 2 and Animal Shelter Simulator. And what was the price on this one?
It clocks in at $21.99. Give us your thoughts on the price, on the content. Is it worth picking up, checking out?
I'm going to go with a try it on this one. There were some annoying issues with the menus, but once I got used to them, the game still functioned properly. I like the idea of the game more than the game itself. I've had more fun with similar games in the past. It was nice to see other animals than just cats and dogs. It was an interesting blend of hotel builder and client management with cute animals, and the price seems really right for the content and quality.
Cool. And if people are interested in checking it out, but you can't afford it right now, we are doing a giveaway in chat right now, thanks to Ultimate Games, who gave us a copy of the game to give away.
Awesome.
Enter, get your entries in. We'll be giving away a copy later on in the show. And if you're listening to this on YouTube or MP3, oh, you missed out, didn't you? I guess you should fucking join us on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your own fault. Next game, Magical Girls vs. Cat Aliens, developed and published by Synergy Circle Games. Released November 5th on Xbox One, Series X and S for $4.99. Windows Store for a separate $4.99. The city has been invaded by cat aliens, and the only one who could stop them is an ordinary high school girl. But wait, this girl have a secret language. When no one is looking, she could transform into a magical girl and protect the city. Can the heroine defeat all the enemies in the name of hope and justice and save the city? Bree, do you have a secret?
I don't know if I have a secret, but I can tell you about this game.
That'll work.
This is a constant runner game where you're a magical girl fighting a cat alien invasion. When you start, you get to choose from one of 6 wands, each with different stats like range, speed, and damage. You then start running, and you
have to jump. That's how I choose my wands, range, speed, and damage.
Yes. And you have to run. Well, you're already running. You have to jump and shoot your way to save the day. There are all kinds of cute alien cat enemies. Jumping, bouncing, flying in spaceships for you to shoot. I felt a little guilty because they were so cute. You can attack them with your handbag or get a pickup to transform into your magical girl alter ego or whatever that enables you to use your wand. There's also pickups that protect you from damage or falling, which is helpful because if you take too much damage or you fall off the rooftop, it ends your run. Taking damage will also end your magical girl status if you aren't careful. You have a jump, a double jump, and a dash at your disposal in addition to the ability to shoot. And you can spam the shoot button while you're jumping, which is really handy. You also collect pink crystals that enable you to buy those cool wands I mentioned, because of course they're locked except for like the first one when you first start the game and start doing your runs. And the goal of the game appears to be bringing public security ratings to 100% and ridding the city of the cat threats, and includes a boss or two. This was really easy on achievements. The music was catchy. The pixel art was cute. This is kind of like one of their other games, Alpaca Paca Dash. It's not like a very one. Demanding. Yeah, it's very similar to that, except you get to shoot things and dash, and you've got a few more elements to it that are interesting. It's not a very demanding game in your time. You can pick it up and play whenever. You can try and increase your run or truly beat the game, but doesn't have a lot to keep your attention for a long time. So
does it need to have a lot to keep your attention for a long time, or is this a game that you could just pick up, play for a little bit, and then move on and be happy with?
That's kind of where I'm putting it, and at the price that it is.
It is $4.99 on console, $4.99 on Windows, or you could get a two-pack of both versions for $7.99. Give us your thoughts on everything.
I say, yeah, let's do this. It's not a bad price. It's easy on the achievements. It's good casual runs. Like, it's pretty fun. I think that's a great price for it. And if you like it, like, go for it on PC, too.
Cool. Sounds good. Next game, Land of Mushrooms. This one is developed and published by Sourcebyte, released November 15th on the Switch for $2.69. Merge, grow, and master the magic of mushrooms. Dive into the Land of Mushrooms, where enchanting fungi come to life. Combine a delightful array of mushrooms from the elegant parasol to the flavorful chanterelle as you skillfully drop them into the pot. Bree, what is Land of Mushrooms?
This is a puzzle game where you get cute mushrooms of varying types and drop them into a pot. The goal is to match two of the same type together to make them change into other kinds of mushrooms. So you start out with small red ones that turn into white button mushrooms, and then two button mushrooms make a purple mushroom, and then two purple make a brown, and then two browns make a chanterelle, and so on. The more evolutions of mushrooms, the bigger they are, which means you have to be careful, and it's randomized, so some of that is luck. You also randomly get special drops, like magic mushrooms that transform whatever it touches into the next evolution, and bombs to clear out some of your pot.
That doesn't sound like what magic mushrooms do.
I know. Well, I mean, it depends on your view of magic mushrooms. I mean, they could be taking you to the next evolution.
Fair.
Mentally, spiritually, emotionally.
Making you realize your pot. I want to keep my pot.
I mean, making you realize you'll never be happy as an accounting major, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you have to be careful with your pile of mushrooms, because if they overflow and fall out of the pot, it's game over. There are high score leaderboards for daily, weekly, and monthly scores. I actually managed to get on the daily leaderboard in fourth place today. Woo!
Go me. Very cool.
There are three additional modes to this. Versus, where you can play against someone locally. Co-op, and small mode. Small mode allows you to play with smaller mushrooms for less stress and challenge. But co-op and small modes are locked behind a paywall, along with some backgrounds and cosmetic mushroom packs. Yeah, there isn't a ton to explain about the game. It's just a nice casual game to relax with cute cartoony mushrooms. The music was pleasant, the art was cute. It's the sort of thing I see playing while I'm waiting in an office for an appointment, or sitting waiting for my flight at the airport. It was chill. I liked it.
It's $3, a little bit more with the DLC. Is it worth picking up the game? Is it worth picking up any of the DLC? Give us your thoughts on everything.
I don't know the price on the DLC. I tried to see it in the store, but the game isn't officially out until tomorrow. But if you actually buy it now,
$2.49 each for co-op and small mode. They are $2.49.
I didn't see that from the actual Switch. I might say it'd be worth it to get the small mode, just like to have a casual, relaxing experience. But I mean, you're still looking at an investment of around $5 for those two things. I'm not fond of microtransactions, but the game is reasonably priced for what it is. I think right now it's actually 30 cents off if you buy it before tomorrow for the main game.
I'm trying to load it up, but the store page won't load for me. I'm wondering if Nintendo's having some issues right now.
Could be. But yeah, if you think mushrooms are cute and you're in the market for a casual game, you could do worse. I'd say, fuck it, why not?
Cool. Works for me. All right, Bree, that is it for you. We will let you get going so you can sail on the high seas.
Yes.
Any plans for the night?
I'm going to go hang out with my seas crew and I don't know.
Is the new season out or is it still like in pieces?
So the new season is a bit of a problem right now. So the new season came out a few weeks ago and they had some issues where they had to turn off achievements and remove some of the new content that they put in. And they are supposed to do an update today that would add more new features, but they still haven't fixed the old features. And today's update actually also got pulled. Instead they are doing stability patches for that. So hopefully in another week or two, we'll see another update, hopefully with the original content that we're supposed to. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we will let you get going. You can enjoy what is there.
Yes.
Any final words for the night?
I have learned that if you just sleep until lunchtime, I've been doing this all week, you can save money on breakfast.
Hell yeah. I do that out of depression.
Yep.
High five.
Pretty much. All right. Have a good one, everybody.
See ya.
See ya. Yay, depressed buddies.
Yay. Oh, wait. We have a button for that. Let me find it.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Open the thing, scroll down, and...
Yay!
There we go.
I'm the beef!
Next game, Yugo, the non-game. Developed and published by Two Mind Studio. Released October 15th on Steam for $4.80. Yugo, the non-game, is a virtual space where you can drive a car, listen to the radio, and invite people to talk and share the experience with. Aki, tell us about Yugo, the non-game.
Well, as the name of this implies, it is not a game. In this, you're basically, if you want, you can drive a car with very poor controls, and or you could set it to auto drive. Yay! And while you're doing this, you can fiddle around with a radio, which is all just online radio channels, and you can add your own from wherever you like them. And while you're doing this, occasionally other players will pop into your game as passengers in the seat next to you. And you two can just enjoy the tunes or y'all can chat, you know, what the fuck ever.
Real? And that's cool that they incorporate real life radio stations into it. So I could like listen to my local 97.9X in this game and just listen to shitty rock music and drive around.
Exactly. You can pull them from all sorts of places too. They even have a nice little system where if you're like, oh, I want to add a new radio station MP3 format, there's another format, I don't know what the hell it is though, it'll actually bring up something so you can search a whole shit ton of them and find the little address that you can copy paste and say, okay, yep, this one to add it in.
So Arnage wants to know if you can listen to the SML podcast in the game.
Maybe. I doubt it, but possibly. I don't know.
Do they have Spotify in the game? If they have Spotify, you could find it that way.
You can probably add Spotify into it. I don't know if it actively brings any of those up on its own, but yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. Yeah, that's the entirety of it. You can switch who's driving, and either one of you at any time can fiddle with the controls to find a channel that you like, and that's it. You're just, you know, either basking and getting to know somebody, or, as I found more often than not, ignoring each other and listening to the radio.
So you just hang out with real people in this game and listen to music and just chat and hang out?
Yep. It all has audio integration, so you're able to talk to each other in-game.
So it's basically like hanging out in our post-show.
Kind of, yeah. It's like if y'all are on a road trip and you're picking up hitchhikers or something. They're only there for a little while. And if they don't like the channels on your radio, they're going to leave pretty quick.
Is the manager guy diving out of the car? I can't listen to another fucking Nickelback song.
I should see if they have a Nickelback All the Time channel.
Oh my God, that would be awful.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure someone has one.
That Nickelback is going on tour with Kid Rock. How perfect is that?
God.
Wait, what?
Nickelback is going on tour with Kid Rock.
I hate my life. It's just gotten worse. Thank you.
Yeah, it's MAGA Fest, basically. Yeah, so instead gross. Of MAGFest.
I thought it was somebody else.
No.
Let's see. Oh my God, yeah, you're right.
I know Three Doors Down is involved with it. Some Rock country artists, Leonard Skinner. It looks fucking awful. There's going to be so many divorced dads there.
Aaron Lewis.
Yeah.
House party sets by Afro Man and Ying Yang Twins.
That's going to be a shit show.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yugo is $5. What do you think of it, Aki?
I don't know. If a lot of people get this, it could end up being something very interesting. But like most multiplayer things, you're never sure if it's going to become a hit or not. And if it's not a hit and you buy it, it's not going to be very useful for you. Because... you can control, have some shitty tank car controls. Otherwise, you're just listening to online radio, which you can do on your computer that you're already on, using the internet you're already using.
But this is a social experiment. It's not just, they say it's a non-game. So,
yeah,
they're upfront about it.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to do, because, I mean, realistically, there are free things all over the internet. Granted, most of them are video and most of them have a lot of dudes who want to jerk off in front of people. But...
Really?
Yes, it's called Omegle.
If that's still around anymore.
I don't know.
It's been gone for years.
Really? Good. Yeah. It deserved to die off.
Oh, whatever. It was fun.
You were one of those guys. Okay.
No, I wasn't actually. I never used the video function on it. Instead, I always tried to be like the person who would ask the question to watch people argue it or whatever. And yeah, people are never fun on that.
No, that's something I've found. When you deal with a bunch of people kind of suck.
Yeah.
So back to social experiments. Well, I don't know. On one hand, it could be very interesting. On the other, people kind of suck.
Yeah.
And it's also very dependent on when you actually play the game, because it doesn't have anything that locks it to like just your region. So if you're playing at like 3 o'clock in the morning, you're probably like I do most of the time. You're probably not going to find any Americans that are going to pop in there. You're probably going to find a bunch of Japanese people like I did.
Yeah.
The good thing, they don't want to listen to any of your channels.
They did add a public sessions list, so you don't have to just join randoms. You could see session name and how many people are in it. They said in the future they may add more details like language selection. So that'd be cool. If they keep updating it and putting features into this, I think it could turn out pretty good. But yeah, it's $5. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a fuck it, why not, personally, because I don't know how well this is going to end up doing, because it's still a multiplayer experience, basically. And you just never know how those are going to go, because if no one gets it, you're not going to have fun with it, because there's not going to be anyone in there to, you know, interact with. But if it does real well and people buy the hell out of it, it could be really fun.
Yeah.
Because you're just sitting there listening to music and you can chat with people, and it can be kind of chill. So I think it's up. Fuck it.
Why not? The idea of it.
Yeah. You know, and I talked to a couple very nice Japanese guys who only wanted to listen to 80s Euro music. So, you know, there's that.
Hey, gotta live life, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we got one final game to talk about tonight. We're going back to Kids Corner. Norg, take it away.
Kids Corner! With Jacob and friends.
Totally Spies Cyber Mission, developed by Bylo Studio, published by Microids. Released October 31st, Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, PC for $39.99. Get ready for an electrifying 2.0 adventure. The spies are back in action in a brand new story set in the lively city of Singapore. Brace yourself for the return of high-tech gadgets, static missions, old friends, and the signature humor of the animated series. Jacob, what is going on in Totally Spies Cyber Mission?
So I'm not going to lie, this is really my first entry into this Totally Spy series. That show was on when I was in college, and I just never got around to watching it. Like, I heard it's all right. I mean, it went on for like 5 or 6 years, so...
I can attest, I loved that show.
Okay.
However, it is of... I don't know if I would want my kids to watch it, just because there's nothing graphic or anything in it, but there's an awful lot of questionable stuff in there that...
Ah, the French.
Sure. I'm more focused on things like inflation and stuff like that being in there, and I ain't talking about money.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's... That is a lot of that show. It's just...
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Anyway. A bunch of After Dark stuff.
Well, this is Kids Weird. Corner, so we're not talking about that. Jacob, what is the game?
So, I'm not going to lie. Like, I have a really bad habit of being like, hey, Joe, you should request this game. Because I'm just like, oh, it's based off of something licensed. So, you know, this should be fairly easy to get into and blah, 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 blah. And based on what I knew from the show, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like a beat 'em up. Yay. Like, that'll be easy and fun. It's not really a beat 'em up. It's actually a stealth game. Go in there.
Jealous now.
Yeah. And so what you have to do is you have to lead the different members of the team through these missions, and you have to not get caught. And even though you have various tech at your disposal, you still can't get caught. It's not like you can just like bust up somebody, like, you know, like just like land in front of a guy and just beat him up. It's like you have to sneak around. You have to create distractions. It's Metal Gear Solid for like 7-year-olds. Some of it's good and bad. Because thankfully the game is pretty plentiful with its respawn points. You can earn lives in the game, which essentially the game will make, like, the game's just like, oh, well, it's good because then it's like, you know, you have an extra life and you can quickly run away. The game will make you burn through those lives so quickly that, like, you never even got a chance to actually use them. And pretty much what happens is that if you get spotted, you have to start from the respawn point. And then the game, like after you finish the level, the game will tell you how many times you got captured and you're rated on that. And it is, yeah, it's just like you're running from point A to point B, and each of the spies has their own thing. Shoot, I forget all the girls' names. One of them's name is Sam. She's the green spy, I think, and she can create a distraction with this like little, it's not like a gun, but it's a gun. It's a candy shooter. That's right. Clover, who is the red spy, she has this like lipstick that could freeze people. Like, it's like a little lipstick case, and so like you walk up behind somebody and you freeze them in place. And then whoever the yellow spy is, she has this like she busts up boxes. I'm not going to lie. It really felt like she, Alex, I feel like her weapon was just like some sort of an afterthought. Like, all right, yeah, I don't know what to give her. Like, so yeah, just have her bust up boxes. And so it's you going from one end of the level to the other. Like, there are some puzzles in there. Some of them are just puzzles so you can reach other areas and then get coins, which you can use to upgrade your abilities. Other puzzles are related to like the actual solution for the levels, and sometimes dealing with the bosses, which sometimes like it's really fun and entertaining, and other times it is like, especially when you like when the puzzles are related to the boss fights, it's just like it feels like it's more trouble than it's worth. And there were times where I was streaming this game, I had to just like pause and like I walked away from the game for like 3 minutes because I'm just like, oh, I'm done with this. Like, because the game does not, it does not help itself, because it's like a 2.5D title, but not really. It's really just like a fixed, like it's really just like a fixed angle, and the camera cannot move. And so you are at the mercy of whatever the camera angle is at. Sometimes it's fine and you're able to see your surroundings. And then other times you're going to get caught like almost every single time because you're not able to figure out what the like the view area of the enemy is. And so it's a lot of like trial and error for this, and you're going to get captured a lot in this game. And it can be a pretty frustrating experience, but as I said, like, sometimes it's really fun. And other times it's like, no, like, this is such a slog to get through. And I will say this, there are levels where they definitely padded out the gameplay, because there are levels where you will control all three of the spies at once, and then other ones where you're controlling them individually. And sometimes on those levels, the spies are all together. And what will happen is that like one spy will have to go to the other end of the level to open up the door, but then they have to keep their hand on the wall, like to keep the pressure plate going. And then you have to switch over to the other spies, make them walk through the whole same area again, and then switch it over to the next spy. Go like, and it's just like, dude, I know you just padded this out so you could have an extra 20 minutes of gameplay. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. Like it's not bad, but it's frustrating. Like, I really want to like this title, and for the most part, I do. But there's a lot of glaring issues with it that I'm just like,
ugh. What could they fix? What would you do to fix it?
Honestly, I'd fix the camera. Like, the camera is honestly like my biggest thing, because it makes it so you cannot determine what you're actually looking at. And it's just, if the camera honestly was even in just like in one particular view, then that would be fine. But it constantly switches with what you're actually able to see. And on top of it, a lot of the enemies, it feels like their viewing area and how they're going to react are inconsistent from one level to the next. And it's not just because of like they're different enemy types. It's how the levels are programmed. And like, yeah. And I swear, like you could have like the same henchman character on one level who will have a shorter line that he's able to see or will react to than the other one. And it's so it just becomes this very inconsistent and at times frustrating experience.
Oh, sounds like Totally Spies is totally mediocre.
I don't know. See, the thing is that I don't even know if I'd say it's totally mediocre. Like it, there's a lot to like in it. It's just, it's frustrating, and you better have a ton of patience if you're going to go into this.
Oh, we need a verdict on it. It's $40. Is it worth picking up for kids? It seems like it might be a bit too difficult for kids, but not really.
I'll tell you what,
in the market for older gamers, I make it make I sense, mean, Jacob.
So So if you've got a kid that is into like the stealth aspect, then I think that they're going to like this. And honestly, it does stealth, like in terms of me playing games where you had to be stealthy, like, sorry, kids games where you had to be stealthy. Honestly, I would say that this is probably the best one yet. Mm. The last title that I played with any kind of stealth thing going for it was that Grinch game that Outright released last year, which was very mixed, but at the same time, entertaining in its own right. As for adults who are either into the series or just looking for a stealth aspect, it might scratch an itch for you, but you'll probably just want to pick it up on sale.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. We're done. Bye. Goodbye.
Yay.
No, that's a cut. I'm cutting that. I'm just ending with goodbye.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking. We're going to have an ending.
Oh, we're still ending?
Huh?
Wait, what's happening?
We're doing an ending.
It's over. We're done.
Yeah, I thought we were done.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're finished.
Yeah.
No, we're still recording.
I thought you said we were done.
Yeah, we're done, but we're still recording.
But why are we still recording? We're done.
I didn't say goodbye. I didn't announce music. I gotta announce music.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's fair.
More from Pokeros Project, because they're really cool.
Dang it. Grim Idol just updated to 2000 gamer score.
Good night, everybody.
I don't believe that. I was just about to delete it off my Xbox.
Bat chance.
Oh, well.